सदा खुश रहो, मुस्कुराते रहो, खजाना खुशी का लुटाते रहो, गाते रहो, गुनगुनाते रहो, मिलन प्यारे प्रभु से मनाते रहो, सदा खुश रहो।
ओम शांति। This session's topic is stress management. In morning sessions, you have heard about spiritual topics like introduction of the self and introduction of the God, the Supreme. But this topic is related to your day-to-day problems. So when we talk about stress, stress is present everywhere and everyone experiences stress in the life. Even child also experience stress nowadays. We have a medical wing which organizes health fairs to educate public about their health. So one mother, she took her child to show that health fair. There used to be one stall in which one can donate their weaknesses. So when she reached to that stall, she asked his child to donate his chocolates because he was eating lot of chocolates and that was decaying his to teeth. So child told her, let me think, what should I donate? And after a minute he spoke, mother, can I donate my studies because I experience lot of tensions due to studies. So this is the condition that even children, because of competition, they experience lot of stress. 19th century was said as the century of inventions and 20th century was called the age of stress and strain. And at present we are in 21st century. The medical scientist says if our lifestyle will remain the same, then in this 21st century would be the age of panic and depression. And that's why most of the studies on stress have been done in 20th century. And scientist Hensley, he did pioneer work in the study of stress, and he defined stress as stress is pressures upon coping ability. So he explained when pressures are more, when problems are more, but if we have less coping ability, then we experience stress. And stress is a form of pain that comes to tell me there is something I need to change. And pain is a messenger that comes to tell me there is something I need to learn. In other words, we will say when demands exceeds resources, then we experience stress. And he also found that during stress, our body releases certain harmful chemicals. These chemicals are... So he stated that stress releases certain harmful chemicals in our blood, and these are called as catecholamines and steroids. They are like slow poisons and they cause psychosomatic diseases. So nowadays 70% diseases are psychosomatic diseases. A study has been done in Yale University, America. They divided the college students at their age of 20 in two groups. In first group, there were students of personality A. Personality A means those who get angry easily, cannot keep patience in any situation, they are not able to stabilize their mind. And in group B, the students of opposite personality were kept. Means they were peaceful, patient, they were able to stabilize their mind. So, what's the problem? Okay. And they were checked for their health, and it was found that time their health were almost same. They were followed up, and at the age of 50 years, again they were checked for their health, and it was found that in the group A, in comparison to group B, 7 times more deaths. If there were 5 deaths in group B, then how many deaths will be in group A? Can you say? 35. So what does it explain? If we lead a stressful life, then there are chances of 7 times more death at the age of 50 years. So that's why we need to manage, or we need to reduce our stress, because it causes many diseases. So the psychosomatic diseases caused by stress are, at first it affects our heart and it increases our heart rate. Normal heart rate is 60 to 100 per minute. So increases our heart rate, and in stress it increases up to 120, 140 per minute. And that increases our blood pressure. It constricts the blood vessels of our heart muscles, and due to decreased blood supply, it can cause angina and heart attack. Second effect comes on our digestive system. It increases the production of acid, causes hyperacidity that leads to ulcers, and it can cause stomach cramps and diarrhea. It affects our nervous system also. There can be trembling and dryness of mouth, insomnia and headache. In brain tissue, the blood vessels are very thin, and because of stress chemicals, they get constricted. And this decreases blood supply to the brain, and in turn less oxygen supply, and which decreases the mental faculties, like there is less concentration, less memory, and lack of decision power. And in long run, it can cause neurotic and psychotic diseases. And if once there is damage to brain tissue, that damage becomes permanent. And because in stress, muscles get stiff, one experiences body aches, maybe neck pain, back pain, joints pain. These also can be caused by stress. Stress also can cause diabetes and arthritis-like diseases. And to release stress, what people do? They usually start using addictions, like either they smoke or they drink or they chew tobacco. And these all addictions, they are again harmful to their health. And in long run, instead of decreasing stress, they increase stress. And stress reduces immunity to various illnesses. So that's why one is prone to infections. And these all diseases, they are not present in a person actually. These all depend on hereditary. Which system is weak, that expresses these symptoms. If your heart is weak from hereditary, then your symptoms are expressed through heart symptoms. And if your digestive system is weak, then symptoms appear through digestive system. If your nervous system is weak through hereditary, then stress expresses through nervous system. So it depends which system is weak, that expresses the stress outside. All of you are experienced of stress in your life. So I would like to ask from you first, what are the causes of stress in your day-to-day life? Whether it is in your family life and whether it is in your workplace life. So first, those who can share, I think those who can speak English can share with me. So first you will share, and then we'll continue. Causes of stress in family life, workplace. Yes? Anyone can answer? So in family life? Yes, mothers can say. Children. But what is the cause? Why do we experience stress through children? Studies. If they don't study properly, then the parents, they experience stress. Okay? Yeah? Non-coordination between husband and wife. If there is conflicts between their opinions, there are ego clashes, then relationships problem and it causes stress. Okay, good. Children, relationships, yes. Financial problem, yes. Yes. Misunderstanding between two people lead to stress, okay. If there is work overload, if there is lot of work you have to finish in a short period of time, then it leads to stress, okay. Status, social status, to maintain social status, okay. Ego problems. So some problems are our personality problems. You know, if we have some weaknesses in our personality, that can also cause stress. Okay? So if we make a list, there will be long list of causes. Actually, these two transparencies are missing here. The health effects and one is effects at family life. So don't see this. Next. Next. Okay. So Holmes and Rye, they were two American scientists. They studied common life events and they found that which the events which bring change in our life can cause stress. Whether they are pleasurable or unpleasurable events, both of these type of events can cause stress in our life. So they found that death in the family and especially the death of the spouse, an untimely death, it's the most stressful event. Secondly, divorce and separation. And especially in foreign countries, these events are very common, divorce and separation. So those who face these situations, they experience a lot of stress because of that. Marriage, this is a happy occasion, but even a happy occasion can cause stress. So I would like to give an example. There was once a businessman, and he bought a lottery ticket of 10 lakh rupees. Fortunately, he won that lottery ticket and this news was received by his wife. And she thought, my husband is heart patient, so I should not tell him directly. I must ask from my doctor. So she went talk to the doctor. Doctor said, send him to me. I know how to tell him. So when he went to his doctor, doctor first asked him about his health and talked about some other topic and then asked him, if you win a lottery of 1 lakh rupees, what you will do? He said, doctor, okay, I will buy furniture for my house. Then he asked, if you win a lottery of 5 lakh rupees, then what you will do? Then he said, okay, I will buy then a car for me because I need a car. And then he asked, if you win a lottery of 10 lakh rupees, then what you will do? Then he said, why are you joking me? I cannot win such a big lottery. He said, I'm not joking. It's true. You have won lottery of 10 lakh rupees. What you will do? So he thought for a minute and then said, doctor, if it is true, then I would give half the amount to you. And the doctor got the heart attack. So this is what happens. So here also... So those who get married, because they have to adjust in new environment, in new conditions, so that's why they experience stress. And mother and father, those who arrange marriage, they can have lot of problems. They can have dowry problem. They can have problems of behavior with their in-laws. So there are so many things associated with it. So that's why it also causes stress. Money problem, as you also shared, that financial problems can cause stress because nowadays it is the age of science and technology and science has given lot of comforts and facilities for our life and everyone wants to get those facilities in short period of time. For that they need money and if they don't have money, they try to earn through wrong methods also. So previously it was said, if wealth is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. And if character is lost, everything is lost. But at present, if wealth is lost, everything is lost. And if health is lost, something is lost. But if character is lost, then nothing is lost. Means if one wants to earn money, they don't care about their values. You know, they leave their values, but they prefer money. So that's the condition of today's world. So up to necessity, it is okay. But if necessity turns into greed, then it leads to stress. So one should earn money honestly, not to experience stress. Children, as you also shared, if children are not obedient, if they go in wrong company, whole day they are watching TV, they are not studying, and they are not worried about their career, because this is the age of competition, then parents, they get stressed. Next. Few problems also occur at workplace, because lot of time is spent at workplace also. Wherever you work, you have a officer which controls you, and if the boss is strict, you work whole day, they do not appreciate. But if you commit a small mistake, you are pointed out for that and you are insulted in front of many people. This condition leads to stress. Competing with a colleague. There is always some competition between colleagues. If it is healthy competition, then it helps in progress. But if it is unhealthy, based on jealousy and hatred, then it is harmful to our health and one should not go for such competition. Conflict with colleagues. If you have conflict, if you have difference of opinion with your colleagues and they do not cooperate you at workplace, so this non-cooperation leads to stress. Demotion. Sometimes instead of promotion, there is demotion. And it is said loss of status is more stressful than loss of money and comforts, because one is defamed because of demotion. That is why it causes stress. Excessive workload, as you also shared. If you have lot of work to do, you cannot give time to your family, you cannot give time to yourself, then it leads to stress. Noisy environment. If working conditions are not good, there's lot of noises of machine, traffic, pollution, not proper facilities, then it leads to stress. Overqualified, this is also a problem nowadays. People get many degrees, but they do not get proper job. So they are not satisfied with their job. There is frustration in their life. New job, because of new working conditions, new environment, this leads to stress. Next. There are certain illusions about stress. First illusion is, you have to go to a doctor to diagnose and treat stress. What do you think? Is it right or wrong? You have to go to a doctor and have a checkup to diagnose stress. Is it true? What will you say? False. Because we can diagnose our own stress. It creates such signs and symptoms in our body. We can immediately find out that I am under stress. And it's very necessary to diagnose your own stress to remove it, because unless and until you diagnose it, you cannot take proper steps. If someone says you a time bomb is lying at your house and it will burst at this time, then what we will do? You know, we won't allow that time bomb to be remain there. We try to remove it as soon as possible so that we can save our house. So same way, when you come to know you are under stress, immediately take certain steps so that you can save your body from the harmful effects on your health. Second is, stress is normal part of everyday life. This is also accepted that modern day living, stress is normal part. But it is not normal. As we walk and run, these are two different situations. We run only when there is an emergency or there is an accident, or for exercise we run. but normally we walk. When we are under stress, our speed of mind increases. Normal speed of mind is 25 to 30 thoughts per minute, but during stress it increases up to 40 to 50 thoughts per minute. And because of that, we experience pressure, we experience peacelessness, we experience anxiety and fear, lack of confidence, which is not the normal state of mind. Normal state of mind is peace and happiness. So when we are at peace, we are normal. So that's why the stress is not the normal state of our mind. Then third is, some stress is necessary in order to reach peak performance. This is also said, if you want to progress in your life, if you want to be successful, if you want to work with responsibility, then there will be definitely some stress. What do you think? Is it true? True or false? It's true. Few are saying it's true and few are saying it is false. Actually, it's false, because if we work under stress, we have to pay its cost, because stress always releases that harmful chemicals in our bloodstream. Initially we experience, there is a graph on the side of the slide, initially we experience that our performance is increasing, but after a short period of time it releases cortisol in our blood system, and that leads to exhaustion and that decreases our performance. So actually, in place of stress, we should have motivation, concern and determination to be successful in the life, not the stress. Next. Then, other people's situation and events are responsible for causing your stress. A study has been done on 400 people, and they were asked for the causes of their stress, and 80% of them answered that because of other people and situation they experience stress. No one said that because of themselves they experience stress. A mother-in-law, she was having high blood pressure. So she was asked, why do you have high blood pressure? So she said, because of my daughter-in-law. Because she never listens to me, she does whatever she likes to do. And that's why I experience stress and my blood pressure rises. And daughter-in-law, she was suffering from headache. So she was asked, why do you have headaches? So she said, because of my mother-in-law. Because she always interferes whatever I do, and which I don't like, that's why I get headaches. At workplace, management was asked, why do you experience stress? So they said, workers, they have very high demands. And if we do not fulfill their demands, they go for strike or they make unions, and they are always against us. That's why we experience stress. And when the workers were asked, they said, because the management is not giving us proper salary and proper facilities, that's why we experience stress. So everyone was pointing finger towards the other person. So if we point one finger toward other person, then three fingers are pointing towards me. So if I point my finger towards others, then if they have one defect, then first I have three defects. So who need to change first? First I need to change. Then I can expect others to change. But usually what we think, what I am thinking, what I am doing is right. The other person should change. Like mother-in-law, she thinks my daughter-in-law should change. Daughter-in-law thinks that my mother-in-law should understand my problems. Boss thinks the workers should change. And the workers think my boss should understand me. So everyone tries to change others. There was once a battleship in the sea. After a storm, captain told seamen to go on the deck to check whether the ship is in the right direction or not. So when he was on the deck, he saw that one flashing light coming towards our ship. So he gave the message to the captain, and captain told him, send the message, change your course to 20 degree. So immediately the flashing message came, you change your course to 20 degree. And this captain get annoyed. He said he doesn't know who is speaking. Tell him, I am Captain so-and-so speaking. You change your course to 20 degree. So again message came, I am second class seaman so-and-so speaking. You change your course to 20 degree. Now this captain became aggressive and he said, this is battleship. It will not change its course. You change your course. And the message came, I am lighthouse. How can I change my course? So when he came to know it is lighthouse, it cannot change its course, then they shifted the course of their ship. So that's what we try to do in our life. We always try to change others and we think, I need not to change. But here in Raj Yoga, you learn, self-change leads to world change. When we change, the world changes. If we do not change, nothing will change and our problems will remain same and we will keep experiencing stress in our life. So if you want to reduce stress, start the change from you. And this will inspire others also to change. Then next is, you have to be working 14 hours a day, constantly meeting deadlines in order to experience stress. Overwork problem. But actually it's not a work, actually how you work which causes stress. If you like your work, if you love your work and if you work by heart, then it doesn't cause you stress, actually it causes you happiness. But if you work against your desire and you feel because you have to work, then you experience stress even while you work for a short time. There was once a temple was being built and many laborers, they were cutting stones for that temple. So one man wanted to know what is being built here. He asked the question from one worker and he answered, don't you see I am cutting the stones, why are you asking? He thought he is not in good mood, so he went to the next laborer and he asked him the same question, what are you building? He answered, I am building a temple and it's my fortune that I have get the opportunity to work for the God. And he saw that he was very happy and enthusiastic about his work. But the first labor, he was tired and depressed. They both were doing the same work, but the difference was their feeling toward their work. And one, because he was having negative feeling and he was tired of his work. And the other one, he was having positive feeling about his work and he was very happy with that work. So same thing happens here. So if you don't like your work, then better you change it. And if you cannot change, because it's not always possible to change the work, sometimes you have to accept it, what you are doing, then learn to love your work. But even still there is overwork, then you manage it. Most urgent and most important work should be done or should be taken first. They should be given priority. And those who are less urgent and less important can be taken later on. And least urgent and least important can be postponed for next day. So if you manage your work, then you can solve the problem of overwork. Next is, Usually, how do we manage or how do we reduce our stress in day-to-day life? We usually entertainment methods. Either we go for holidays or we go for a picnic or party or we go to clubs. Nowadays, there are laughing clubs are also there. And they make you laugh artificially so that you can reduce your stress. Or people smoke or they drink. They chew tobacco, some people take sleeping pills, some listen to music or they sleep for more hours. It depends. There are different methods people adopt to reduce their stress. But these all are short-term methods. Because they divert our mind for short time, we feel that stress is reduced. But as soon as you are out of that entertainment method, again you are in front of your problem and you experience stress. So these are not the real remedies for stress. Real remedies, they lie in our thinking process. Usually in stressful events, common tendency is to think in a negative way. we usually think unreasonable, negative and irrational. Means we think about the loss. What loss this situation will cause to me. What will happen, how will happen, whether it will happen or not. So when we go for a negative thinking, the same is our feeling and experience. Means feelings of panic, fear and worry. And that affects our behavior. Behavior becomes inappropriate and it affects our performance. Performance is poor, unproductive and non-achieving. But like my hand, it is in my control. Now I can raise my hand, I can put it down. But my mind, because it's subtle, I cannot control as I control my hand. It takes some practice, but if in place of thinking negative, I think in a positive way. No, thinking in a positive direction, it's my choice. I can choose to think positive. That's why it is said life is a series of choices and you are what you choose in your life. Or in other words, we say you are what you think in your life. So as you think, so you become. So in stressful events, in place of thinking negative, we can think even positive way also. So when we think positive, our feelings also remain positive. We do not experience stress and our behavior also remains positive. There was once an accident, bus accident, and many people were died in that accident and many were injured. So two people in that accident, they lost their right arm. It was so severe that that was amputated and their relatives came to meet them. So when they met first person, he was crying and yelling and he was saying about God that God is so unjust. My right arm is not there now. How can I work? How will I sustain my family? And this is really sorrowful for me. And the people, they also thought that this is a very bad experience for this person and they also experienced sorrow listening his all these explanations. And when they met the second person, the one who also lost his right arm, he was very comfortable and peaceful and he was thanking God about this incident. There was such a big accident. Many were died, but my life is saved. No matter, my right hand is not there, but still I have left hand. I can do lot of work through my left hand. And in future, I will get artificial right hand and my life will be normal. So, he was feeling himself as fortunate to be saved. The same situation was happened to both the people, but their thinking for that situation was different. One was thinking in a negative way and other was thinking in a positive way. So that affected their behavior also and their future effects will be also seen. And this thinking also affects our bodily symptoms. As we think, the same symptoms appear in our body. Once there was a professor, he used to wear artificial tooth. And after meal, one day he found that the tooth is missing. So he thought, where the tooth must have gone? I must have swallowed that teeth. So when he thought that I have swallowed the tooth, he started feeling pain in the stomach. And then he started feeling ghabrahat and perspiration. He called his assistant and told him to call the doctor because it's an emergency for him. So when doctor came, he checked him and he found there is no tooth in his stomach. He said, I don't think you have tooth in your stomach, but you go for a x-ray. So after x-ray, we can confirm that whether the tooth is there or not. And meanwhile, when they were trying for x-ray, a phone call came from his house. And wife was on the phone and the assistant explained the whole situation to the wife. And the wife said, what nonsense you are talking. Today he forgot his tooth on the table. That's why I called you to inform you that the tooth is on the table. So when he came to know that the tooth is not in the stomach but it is on the table, his pain disappeared, his ghabrahat disappeared and he became all right. So as he thought, the same symptoms appear in his body. So this is what happened. When we are under stress, we usually think in a negative way, and that negative thinking creates symptoms in our body. And that's why it is said mind and body, they have very deep connections. So that's why we need to change the direction of our thought when we experience stress. Next. So how can we manage our stress? So according to the definition of stress, stress equal to pressures upon coping ability. So either we reduce our pressures or we increase our coping ability. But we cannot reduce pressures or problems in our life because the problems are not directly under control. Problems, they do not ask us to come, whether we should come or not. You know, like it is said, this world is a sea of problems. And in the sea, the waves are also always there. We cannot control waves. In the same way, in our this life, we cannot control problems. But we can increase our coping ability towards them. So if our coping ability is more, then experience of stress is less. Coping ability, it's an inner strength. And we can increase it through our inner methods. So meditation and yoga is the good method or best method to increase our inner strength. You are learning Raj Yoga meditation here. In the next 2 days, you will get more details about this experience and this practice. But how it helps us in reducing stress, there are 2 steps in Raj Yoga meditation. First step is we go for self-realization, self-analysis and self-observation because we experience soul consciousness in first stage. Soul consciousness means we experience the qualities of soul, which are the positive qualities, and after experiencing those qualities, we come to know about our weaknesses and we come to know where we need to change in our life, and this solves our half of the problem and helps in reducing stress. Second step is connection with the Supreme. So when we connect with the Supreme, He is ocean of peace, He is almighty, and through that ocean of peace we start experiencing peace in our life that leads to increased concentration of mind, and in turn we experience the support of God, support of the Supreme, which increases our facing power and tolerance power. That's why all great spiritual people in the world, we see they had very high tolerance power and facing power. Whether he was the Christ or Mahatma Buddha or Mahavir Swami, Sukrat, Mother Teresa, there were so many. They had very high tolerance power. And whatever difficulties and problems came to their life, they took them in an easy way. And they could cross them easily. Same way here when we practice Raj Yoga meditation, because of support of God in our life, we experience problems as a small, it's like a play for us. So it's like a sense of victory over them, and we do not feel problem as a big thing. And thirdly, what Raj Yoga meditation do, it changes the physiology of our body. The chemicals which are released during stress, they are harmful chemicals. But chemicals which are released during Raj Yoga meditation, they are good chemicals for our body, and these are called as endorphins and enkephalins. They decrease our heart rate, they decrease our blood pressure, they reduce our respiratory rate. And our all system, they start working in a balance during meditation, and this helps in improving our physical health also. So it not only gives the health of mind, but also improves our physical health. So Raj Yoga gives us help in the both way. It improves the health of the mind as well as health of our body. And the next method is transforming our attitudes towards the stressful events, because attitude determines whether we experience any event as stressful or pleasant. Actually, whatever stressful events occurs, we usually see its negative side. That's what I told you previously also. But it also has its positive side. Now, every coin has two sides. If you experience some loss in any situation, there is also some benefit and advantage in it. So if we see the side of benefit and advantage, then we experience less stress. There is one story about it which comes in scriptures. Once there was a king and he had very wise minister. So he always used to take advice on the matters from his minister. So once his finger was cut, so he showed his finger to the minister. The minister was very spiritual. He told Maharaj, whatever has happened for the good. So this king thought, my finger is cut and my minister is saying whatever has happened for the good. What is this nonsense? He is now not faithful to me. So he called his soldiers and told him to put him in the jail. So he was kept in the jail and this king was fond of hunting. So one day he went for hunting in the jungle and following his victim, he went very deep into the jungle. He met with tribal people there, and that was the day of their offering sacrifice, human sacrifice to the goddess. And this king was caught by them. He told them, I am your king, will you sacrifice me on the goddess? So these tribal people told, king is the best out of the subjects. So this goddess having this sacrifice will be pleased easily. We won't leave you. So they took him to the priest, and priest judged whether the sacrifice is complete or not. So he found that the finger of the king is cut. He said the sacrifice is not complete. If we offer it to the goddess, then goddess will not accept it. Leave him, and found some other person for the sacrifice. And he was left. And when he was returning back to his kingdom, he remembered the words of minister, whatever has happened for the good. So he thought, today my finger was cut, that's why my life is saved, otherwise I would have been sacrificed on the goddess. So when he reached back to his kingdom, he released his minister from the jail and called him to him and explained all the situation to him, and he agreed what he told was right. But he asked, I put you in the jail, it was not good for you. He said, Maharaj, it was also good because I always accompany you. So today if I would have been with you, then what happened? What would have happened? In place of you, I would have been sacrificed. So we both are safe with this situation. So outwardly looking, the situation was a loss for both of them. But in future, there was a benefit behind it, which the king was not able to look at. So in our life also, you know, that's why Gita says this word, jo hua tha, wo achha tha, jo ho raha hai, wo achha hai, aur jo hoga, wo bhi achha hoga. So whatever had happened was good, whatever is happening is also good, and whatever will happen will also be good. So if we adopt this attitude for our life events, this gives us patience and peace, and we can face them in a better way and experience less stress. So if you change attitude, and actually spirituality changes our attitude in this way, because it gives, it explains so many truths of our life, that adopting or thinking about them, we experience less stress. Then whichever our life is, whether it is our family life or it is our workplace life or it is our personal life, the four things come in front of us: roles, routines, relationships and responsibilities. We always play some roles in our life, and these roles means whatever we work, it affects us. For example, you are an officer and whole day you are directing people to do this and do that, and you remain official for that because you have to carry out that work. But when you come back home, your role changes. No, with your children, you are a father, and they need their, your love, care, and support. With wife, you are a companion, and she needs to share her problems with you. But if you remain the same as you were in office, you keep directing, keep giving directions at your house also, then it creates conflicts in relationships, and you bring stress of your office at your home also. And if you are not an officer, you are a worker, and you have to listen to many people at work. You feel frustration, you feel anger, but you cannot express it. When you come back home, you release your anger and frustration at your family members. So the same thing is again happening. You are bringing the stress of your workplace to your home. Means you are not able to detach from your role, and you are not able to play your role well, where which role is needed. Means you are not able to express that your feelings. There was once Ram Leela was going on at one place, and manager saw many public, most of the public has come, and the role of Hanuman, which was given to a man, he was not arrived. So he called his one worker and told him, because public is there, if we won't start the Ram Leela, it will create disturbance. So you wear the dress of Hanuman and come on the stage. The scene will be, Ravan will be in the court, and he will ask you, who are you? And you answer, I am Shri Ram Bhakt, Shri Ram devotee Hanuman. So he said, okay. He wore the dress of Hanuman, and he appeared on the stage. He saw public, and then he saw Ravan. And immediately the Ravan shouted on him, who are you? So he was nervous, and he answered, I am Ramchandra Rikshawala. So this is what happens. When we are under tension, we are not able to play our roles well. So Raj Yoga meditation teaches us, we are not what we do in our life. Actually, we are human beings. We are not human doings. So when we consider ourselves as a soul, and we think that I am playing my role through this body, then it's easy for us to detach from our role, and we can play our role well wherever we are. And second is routines. Because whole day we work hard, and when we come back at home in the evening, we want to relax. And what do you do to relax? When you come back at home, what do to relax? Listen to music. Any other method? TV. If you are giving answer that they watch television. So television, it's available at each and every home. And because we use entertainment methods, so we sit in front of the television. And once you sit in front of the television, whatever you watch, it may not reduce your stress. Sometimes it may increase your stress actually. And when you see television, you sleep late in the night. If you sleep in late in the night, then you wake up late in the morning. And there's a saying, early to bed, early to rise, make a person healthy, wealthy and wise. But if you go late to bed and there is late rise, then the effect is, when you get up in the morning, you hurry, worry and curry. You start your day with hurry, worry and curry, because you have to reach to the office or at your work in at time. You have to send your children to school in the time. So to maintain that time, you hurry and worry, and you start with the stress. And when people start working, there are two type of people. When they see there's lot of work, they take so many tasks together. They start, that means they don't finish one task, but they, before finishing it, they start the other task, and before finishing that, they start the third task, and at the end of the day, they find that no task is finished. And second type of people are lazy people, and they don't want to work. They just pass their time. Either they gossip here and there, they smoke, they drink tea or coffee, and at the end of the day, no work is finished. Once there was a hawker and he used to sell fruits on the roadside. So one customer came to him and wanted to buy fruits, but he saw that this hawker is yawning and drowsy. So he asked him, "You are sleeping. Are you doing your business or sleeping?" So he said, why you interfere in my business?" He said, "If you do good business, you will earn good money." So he said, "What will happen by that?" He said, "If you earn good money, then you will, instead of having this this thela, you can have a good shop." So he said, "What will happen then?" He said, "Okay, then you can buy a good house for you." So then he asked, "Then what will happen? If you have good house, then you can have very good sleep and comfortable day in your house." He said, "That's what I am doing at present also." So that's what, you know, if you are lazy means whatever I want to do, I do. A stress-free life doesn't mean that you become lazy. You should be active, alert and responsible. And this only will be possible if your day is, or if your daily routine is well organized. You sleep in time, get up in time, eat in time. Yes, it said, work while you work, play while you play. Means if you manage everything at proper time, then it's easy to have less stress. And third is relationships. Because we are social beings, so whether we are in family life or in workplace life, we always have relations, and the relation helps us in two ways. If our relations are good and harmonious, they reduce our stress. Because you share your problems in the relationships, and it is said if problems are shared, they reduce to half, and if your happiness is shared, it gets doubled. In America, a study was done that who have pets and talk to their pets, they get less heart problems. So then it was tried to find why it is so. So they were asked, why do you talk to your pets? Why don't you talk to your family members? Why don't you talk to your parents, your friends? So they said these pets, they listen silently. No, they don't react. That's why we like to talk to them. So what does it mean? It means if you share your problems in any way, even if you talk to your pet, doesn't matter, but if you share your problems, it reduces your stress and it reduces the harmful effects on our body. So if you don't get anyone to talk to, then you talk to God. Now he is very silent and faithful listener. He will never react on you. So always share your problems with God. So meditation also is a very good method to reduce your stress, because you get the opportunity to talk to God during meditation. But few negative things comes in relationship which disturb us. These are expectations, jealousy, hatred, anger, leg pulling, criticism, comparison. When these come in relationships, then we experience stress. If you have lot of expectations from your family members, you know, like father and mother, they usually have expectations from their children. And if they are not able to fulfill those expectations, they feel stressed. And husband, they have lot of expectation from their wife. They think, she is my wife and she has this and this responsibilities. She should carry out these all responsibilities. If she is not able to do sometime, then they feel angry and they get stressed. Once a brother came to me and he told me, "Sister, I had an heart attack and I know the reason. My parents, they died in my childhood and I sustained my younger brother and sisters. Now they are at very good position and they earn well. I need their help. But in place of helping me, they do not even thankful to me. Okay, I have done something for them. And this gives lot of stress to me. And doctors say, don't think. If you think about it, you will get another heart attack. So this will be harmful for your health. So what he should do? Whether he should think or not? He should not think, but it's very difficult. In practical life, usually what we think, I have done this and this for this person, and this person should return me, you know, should give me the return of all what I have done for him. But our expectations are always not fulfilled. That's why the Gita says, carry out your responsibilities in an altruistic way. You should be unconditional in your duties. If you put conditions, then it gives you stress if they are not fulfilled. So try to be not to be selfish in your relationships. And then it is shown here, Mr. Chal. It has four words: jealousy, hatred, anger, and leg pulling. So when you see your colleagues, they are progressing in life, they are prosperous, but you are at the same place, then sometimes feeling of jealousy comes. And there is a saying, the pyre burns a dead body, but the jealousy burns a living being. So jealousy actually harms ourselves only. It doesn't harm the other person. So if you want to remove the feelings of jealousy, then improve your own abilities and qualities so that you also progress in your life. But instead of feeling jealous of others, have good wishes for them. So this will reduce your stress. Anger, we also, you know, we all of us get angry one or other time. And when we get angry, how we speak? You know, we always speak abusive words which hurt others. So it's very necessary to control our anger because it spoils our relationship. It spoils the love which we have in our relationship. There are two methods to control the anger. One method is you postpone it for some time. Postpone it for 1 hour. But you feel 1 hour is a long time, I do not have this much patience. Then try to postpone it for few minutes even. So if you postpone your anger for some time and you keep quiet, then when you speak later on, your aggression is gone down and you speak in a peaceful and organized words, and these words will be accepted by the other person. But if you get angry, then anger is a contagious disease. The same response comes from the front. Now, like we say, every action has its equal and opposite reaction. So if you get angry, the response is anger. So if you keep quiet for some time, then the tolerance of other people also, other person also increases, and it helps us in solving our problems. Once there was a general manager and he called the meeting of his staff. During meeting, he drank lot of water. Meeting was very successful, and when he came out, his assistant asked him, "Sir, you drink lot of water today. What was the reason? Do you have constipation, or are you doing water therapy?" He said, "No, I don't have constipation and I'm not doing water therapy. Today I have done anger therapy." So whenever during meeting such point came where I felt angry, I immediately drank one glass of water, and this reduced my anger, and that's why I could able to manage the situation and meeting was very successful. So may not be you get a glass of water when you get angry, but use some method to postpone your anger. Here you have learned Om Shanti. So say Om Shanti for 10 times in your mind, and that will really cool your mind, and you will be able to control it. And second method is Raj Yoga meditation. When you practice meditation daily, it definitely reduces your anger. It's the experience of lakhs of people which are attached to the Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya, and they know that after practicing meditation, they are able to manage or reduce or finish their anger. Next. in relationship, some other negative things which come are criticism. Criticism means when someone criticizes us, we really get disturbed because no one wants to listen about the weaknesses. But there is a saying, our critics are our friends. How the critics are our friends? Because it's human nature, we do not look our weaknesses ourselves. Actually, it's the other people, they tell us about our weaknesses. So if we realize those weaknesses, if we accept them, then it leads to progress. Because if we try to transform our life according to that, or we change ourselves, then definitely there will be progress in our life. But if we don't accept it, then really it causes stress in our day-to-day life experiences. If you find that someone who is criticizing you, he is not right. Actually, you do not have that weakness, but because of jealousy and leg pulling, the person trying to show you down, then don't accept it. Mahatma Gandhi said one thing, no one can hurt you without your permission. Once Mahatma Buddha, he went to a village to give his preachings. And there was a man who was in his opposition. So he found the opportunity and he started saying abusive words about him. And he kept on saying till he got tired. And after that he saw what Mahatma Buddha would say to him. And so he was sitting silently and he was in his meditation. So he went near to him and asked him, don't you hear what you say, what I say to you? So Mahatma Gandhi replied, Mahatma Buddha replied very coolly, if you give something to someone and if he doesn't accept it, then where it will remain? So he understood that whatever he spoke to him, he didn't accept it. That's why it doesn't affected him and he is in the same position. So the same method you use in your life, if you feel that you don't have that weakness and someone is criticizing because of jealousy, then don't accept it. If you don't accept it, then it will not affect your mind. Next is comparison. In our day-to-day life, we keep comparing ourselves with others. Even people compare their wives with other wives, children with others' children, their attainments with attainments of other people. And in this comparison, they never feel satisfied. This is a universal truth. No two persons are same. No, they are, when you see in the world, you will never find that the faces of two people are same. And even the fingerprints of two people are not same. So we are all unique in the world. Because we are all unique, so our attainments are also unique. If someone has one attainment, then you will be having the other attainment. But our nature is that we don't see our attainments, we see the attainments of others. And this is what it is said, Dusre ki thali mein laddu bada dikhai deta hai. So reason is that because we always see what he has attained in his life, I have not attained. So if you try to compare yourself with the person who is higher than you, then you feel inferiority complex. And if you compare with the person who is lower than you, then you can have superiority complex or you can feel ego that I am very good and I am at good position. So this is not that right comparison. If you want to compare, compare yourself with yourself. You set the purpose for your life and see what I was in the past, what I am in the present and what I want to become in the future and put your efforts according to that. Then you can experience happiness and satisfaction in your life. So if you want to reduce stress, don't compare yourself with others. Then last is correction. Sometimes we commit mistakes, but because of ego we do not accept our mistakes. If you accept your mistake and say sorry, sorry is a very simple word, if you say sorry, whole problem is solved. And even big problems, they turn into small things. But if you don't accept your mistake, the small matters can become complicated in the future. And if you find that someone in your relations, someone in your close ones doing mistakes, then you adopt the attitude of forgive and forget. Now forgive them. If you forgive them, if you don't keep their weaknesses in your mind, then your behavior remains harmonious with them, and really it gives you a stress-free atmosphere. But if you keep the mistakes of people in your mind, then definitely the atmosphere becomes stressful because your attitude towards them always is negative. So in this way, if you maintain your relationships good, harmonious and sweet, you experience less stress. And in your day-to-day life, if you practice meditation, think in a positive way, change your attitudes towards the life, and adopt the method of healthy living, then I think you would be able to lead a stress-free, happy and healthy life. And in the last, good wishes to all of you for healthy and happy life and stress-free life. Om Shanti.
जा।